Welcome to the Hypothalamic Amenorrhea Podcast. I'm Dani Sheriff, your host, certified fertility awareness practitioner, functional nutrition counselor, and founder of the HA Society, and of course, an HA recovery coach who has walked where you currently are walking. This is the place to come if you care about getting your period regularly. This podcast aims to educate, inform, and keep you motivated on your period and HA recovery track. So let's dive in. But last thing, nothing on the show should be taken as medical advice, so please seek the advice of your physician. I have a brand new podcast called Stop Being Perfect that is basically dedicated to life after HA. I wanted to make a separate show because you're probably like, why wouldn't I just talk about that on this show? I really want the HA podcast to be about, you know, women in recovery, getting through this phase. We'll touch on life after, but I think sometimes it can be confusing and challenging for women to be able to separate the now from the future. So I wanted to create a show that talks about all the types of things that are going on in your life and our life and my life after HA. It could be things from getting back into exercise and sport and athletic endeavors all the way through to parenting, because a bunch of you guys are doing this to get pregnant, right? Parenting, postpartum, co-parenting, all kinds of subjects, including business, entrepreneur, us, maybe me and Ashley talking about the HA Society and how we got started and how we built that business. So many topics that just don't feel 100% right for this show, but feel 100% right for you guys at a certain stage of your recovery. So go check it out. It doesn't matter to me what stage you're in recovery if you check it out, but just know that they're separate for a reason. And I want to encourage you guys to keep going down this path of taking radical action for yourself and not focusing on being so perfect all the time. Because I promise you, you achieve more and better and bigger and greater things when you actually take your foot off the gas a little bit. So that's Stop Being Perfect with Dani Sheriff. I'll put a link for you guys in the notes of the most recent shows. And I cannot wait to see you guys over there.
You're very creative. I like it. Hey guys, welcome back to the HA Podcast. This is another episode in our special series of doing coach perspective case studies on HA recovery clients and what we did to help them, what got them across the line. So today we're diving into one of Ashley's clients. So Ash, take it over for us. What is this person's stats background? What is their ever so creative name that you've given them?
Yeah. So I picked a juicy one. This one, I picked a client with some very real digestive challenges and some very, they're all real. Let's be real. Some digestive challenges that she had, and unfortunately some digestive challenges that she had created for herself due to the life of being like restrictive, which I find like I could think of 20 million clients who come to me like that. So I was like, you know what, let me encourage all the future HAP practitioners about what to do when someone comes to you with like massive digestive challenges. So my client, she came to me, she was missing her cycle for 2 years and she was 42 at the time of signing up. So I thought this one might be just a good one because at 42, a lot of people are like, this is perimenopause, this is menopause, this is early menopause. I'm not worried about it. I'm just going to kind of keep doing what I've always been doing. And so I enjoy this client because she had not had her period for 2 years. And yet there was a little birdie inside of her that was like, this isn't perimenopause. This isn't menopause. This is HA. And she was right. So she came to me not having her period for 2 years. She knew it wasn't perimenopause. But at the same time, I just like absolutely relate to her because no one wants it to be HA until you get to this place where you're so frustrated and you don't know what direction to go into. So yeah. And so her estrogen was at 13. Her FSH was like 0.6 and her LH was 0.7. So what we're seeing here with the LH and the FSH is that those are so low, and it's because her estrogen is really low. You know, just to kind of give us an idea, like on cycle day three, so on day three of your bleed, your estrogen should be about 30. And that's generally at its lowest. And then by cycle day 12, it jumps up to 100 to 150. So if someone is staying at a baseline of 13 and below for years, it's going to cause massive issues. And in this particular situation, it caused a lot of digestive issues, because what people don't realize is that we have estrogen and progesterone receptors within our digestive tract. And when you have a life of restriction and then you don't have your period, those things get messed up. And that's why we see a lot of digestive issues. So, I mean, she had tried everything. She was diagnosed with SIBO. She had to do two breath tests. And then, you know, she did some medication that did have some positive results, but it was really short term. And then she was diagnosed with IBS. Then, I mean, she just went on to have multiple issues with her gut, right? So then, like, she's coming to me with a history of seeing multiple practitioners, multiple labs, multiple tests. I mean, so like, you can see that at this point, she's not coming to me like ignorant. She's tried a lot, like digestive bitters, testing for SIBO, doing meds, ginger tea. And what I really want to spend time thinking, talking about was that she tried a variety of elimination diets. And she was currently gluten-free, a pescatarian, but basically AIP. So what do we do as a practitioner is that, like, first off, I'm not here to address SIBO. That's not in my realm. I'm not here to address a lot of the symptoms that she has going on. All I know is that I need to get this woman to ovulate so that she has estrogen and progesterone, ovulate for 3 to 6 months, and then see what symptoms were left over, right? So when clients come to you with really complex digestive cases, yes, you need to like refer out to somebody, but at some point, you need to stick with what the main goal was. And the main goal was to get her to ovulate, right? So the one thing I do want to like address was that her, like, she came to me very restrictive, very, very restrictive in her carb source, in her amount of carbs. She ate a lot of fat and a lot of protein. This chick was crushing it, because when you're on like AIP or an elimination diet, you're eating a lot of weird things. You really are. Like, we're no longer eating meals as a whole. We're eating a lot of things that are broken up. I mean, she did a lot of like miracle noodles. And I was just like, what are we doing a miracle noodle for right now? Like, you know, just a lot of, so again, there's a lot of factors. And the reason why I bring this up is because a lot of new coaches can feel really overwhelmed. So we're going to walk through this together. So basically the first thing that like I started with her was, first off, not getting distracted by the millions of symptoms that she had, because she did have a lot of symptoms going on. However, like, I cannot like you could either play whack-a-mole or you can go to the root cause. That does not mean that I don't care about the symptoms. That doesn't mean that I don't have empathy and compassion for it. It doesn't mean that I don't take it into the consideration of a protocol, but you have to pick and choose. Am I going to play whack-a-mole or am I going to get to the root? Right. So with this, you know, she was eating, and because she did track macros, and side note, some people will come to you wanting to track macros and don't want to give it up. And she didn't want to give it up. So that was a whole other thing that some people can get really like tied up on. Like, well, she's tracking her macros and she won't stop, so therefore I can't help her. That's not true. You can still help her. It may not be the way that you ideally think it should happen. You know what I mean? So, you know, I do have numbers for number's sakes, and we do talk about numbers. So if you are triggered, fast forward. But when it comes to being a practitioner, like you want to make sure that you're at a healed place to be able to help people, because they're going to be coming to you with their triggers. Anyway, side note. So she was already eating 100 grams of fat and 150 grams of protein, right? So this chick was crushing fat and she was crushing protein. There is no reason why I would be like, more fats, more protein, you know, like she was already doing these things. But what, so naturally you're like, okay, so then what was her deal? She was only eating 100 grams of carbs. So she was on a low, actually, she was not on AIP. She was gluten-free, pescatarian, on a low FODMAP protocol by the time she got to me. I told you all, she was doing a lot of things, right? But she was not able to have daily bowel movements and was using 4 to 5 suppositories per week. So that's how I was like, this body needs carbs. Ovulation has halted. You know what I mean? She's not ovulating. She's eating enough fat. So fat's not the problem. She's eating enough protein. Protein's not the problem. And she's not able to poop. Like, this is a carb source issue. And because she's on a low FODMAP, you know that that just gets like, it just be cutting out everything. And this is for all the people who are going to be in an uproar. We're not anti, specific ways of eating for a short amount of time in order to get to the root cause. So we're not like that. But that's not what our clients come to us. They come to us 2 to 3 years online, like AIP, or 2 to 3 years on low FODMAP. And that was never the intention of those specific protocols. But like most HAers, we as the collective we, because we were once them, take everything to the extreme, right? So, yeah. So just kind of keeping that. And then because she was diagnosed with like IBS, she was meticulously tracking her fiber, which then created like this fear of carbs. So like you could see that this is just really, really intertwined. Anyways, long story short, for her, honestly, it took us 20 weeks. So everybody do that. 20 weeks divided by four. If you're like, oh my gosh, how long did it take? 20 weeks divided by four is like 5 months. It took us 5 months. And every single week, I slowly bumped up her carbs either by 5 or by 10 grams. Again, this is not the traditional way that we would coach, but not everybody is going to fit your cookie cutter program. And we don't have a cookie cutter program. So we are here to work with our clients. So every week, I just bumped her up 5 to 10 carbs. Did I encourage her to stop tracking? Of course I did, but she was not interested. She was not letting it go. And because she was not going to let it go, I chose to not let that be an obstacle on why we couldn't work together, on why she couldn't recover, right? So every week we just bumped up her carbs 5 to 10. And naturally, whenever you're like bumping these things up, you will naturally have to challenge food rules. You will naturally have to start questioning. I think like it was on Fridays, she would let herself have all these treats. And so, like, one of the questions that I posed to her was like, well, what if you ate one of these treats on Tuesday? Like, then what? You know what I mean? So, like, you can see that, like, you can holistically, lovingly, and caringly address these food rules and help them find food freedom while meeting them where they're at. And so, like, we just kind of slowly did that, right? And there was a lot of things that she had to work through, meaning that every single time she bumped up her carbs, did she die? Like every single time she bumped up her carbs, like, you know, like did her world end or whatever it is that we used to think what would happen if we overate carbs, right? Ironically, so after 20 weeks, we increased her carbs. She started to have daily bowel movements. This is a woman who has not had daily bowel movements for years, and that her, like, oh, what is the digestive doctor? Not an endocrinologist. What is it?
Gastroenterologist.
We're gonna sound like such.
Endocrinologist would mean gas hormone person. So,
oh, I don't know why I can't say it right now.
gastroenterologist.
Yes. They were shocked. They were surprised. They were like, oh my gosh, whatever you're doing is wonderful. Because they hadn't been able to get her to poop every single day. And when you're not pooping every day, you don't feel right. You don't want to eat more. You don't want to do all these things. And think about this. So we were challenging this belief about carbs that like it would make her not poop. And as she and after 20 weeks of increasing her carbs, she was pooping every single day. And so that's something that I just want to pause and be like, look here, guys. You can be like, Ashley, that's it. Yeah, that's all I did. But you're missing the point that like this chick had to question her whole belief system of what she thought about food, nutrition, her body. And it took me 20 weeks to earn her trust to follow me into this path of carbs where she not only pooped every single day, but then she ovulated. Yeah, at like 24 weeks, she ovulated and then ended up starting her period. You know what I mean? So I guess I really just like love this one because a lot of her symptoms actually resolved itself once she was pooping regularly, which we all know is a basic foundation. Once she was eating enough carbs, she was already eating enough fat. She was already eating enough protein. She just had a major imbalance of her calories. And so think about this. I did not take away fats. I did not take away protein. So for her, it was carbs and calories, right? It's every, you know what I mean? And obviously, I guess you could sit here and be like, well, you know, she was technically already eating enough calories. Yes, she was. And yet her body was not happy in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, she had even like messaged me like a couple months back. To the point where this woman's like bowel movements have changed so drastically. She's like, I've been pooping every day for 2 years, ever since we started to work together. So that's like a, well, that's my case study for today. Any insane questions on her?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm doing another one case study coming up for this series too on my maybe I'll do, I actually have two of them coming up,
Ooh.
and they both had ulcerative colitis, and this is
Oh,
one of
yes.
yeah that like you sometimes clients I just at this point they identify right like how we've all heard of that person who's like I just have gut issues,
Yeah.
right? Like I just have irregular periods. I just have no period. I just have gut issues, and they normalize it, and it becomes this thing that like it's they start separating these issues. And hey, I have HA and I want to recover, but just a heads up, I have these digestive issues that may make it a problem.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like no.
That's part of
That's not a yeah. It's a part of HA. And it's not a root cause of your HA. And it's not something that's in the way. And I think like the overarching theme that you'll notice with all of the digestive episodes that come up is that the way out is through.
Y'all, we have been trying to record this for like 30 minutes. So here we go. Take 580.
Hey. Did you know that we support people with HA, low progesterone, anovulation, short luteal phases, and all of the types of challenges that come up with infertility?
Danny and I are practitioners that have helped hundreds of women beat HA, regain fertility, and get pregnant naturally.
We are here to break the status quo of spending tens of thousands of dollars on IVF treatments for women who have issues that can absolutely be solved naturally.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes. So we do this with our signature program that restores ovulation to regain healthy menstrual cycles. And if you're ready, get pregnant completely naturally.
Mm-hmm. On top of our one-on-one sessions, our fertility program even includes a styling session with Samantha Dawn, who is a body positive stylist. She's also our personal stylist.
Yes.
And an expert in helping you to dress your new and nourished body.
This is so important that we don't even need to convince you on how important this is. We want you to relearn how to nourish your body, claim your fertility, and feel confident in your clothes as your body changes. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be painful.
No, yeah, exactly right. It doesn't have to be painful. With a little bit of guidance and support, you can absolutely do this. So if getting your cycle back and if feeling good about the process, if getting pregnant naturally is something you want to do, if you don't want to spend tens of thousands of dollars on medical treatment for something that you don't have to, we have just the place for you to go. So go to thehasociety.com/coaching to learn more about who we are, what we do, and apply today.
Yeah, we looked forward to supporting you.
That was good. Do you like that one?
Yeah, okay. I do like that one. That one's way more us.
Yeah, boom, there you go.
Oh, so good. Yeah. And you know what? I love that you say that, because I'm sure someone could read that and be like, okay, so that's all you did. But it's like the level of soft skills that it takes to coach somebody 5 months saying the same thing over and over, saying it in different ways. So one, because she needed reassurance, right? Yes. This chick needed 5 months of reassurance every single week that adding carbs was the right thing to do, right? And then like, you have to learn to explain things differently, because people, you know how like you can hear something from someone and you hear something from somebody else and all of a sudden a light bulb goes off. I think like that's where my background as a teacher is like, don't be offended by it. Expect it. And that is your skill set. Like, do not be offended that you have to repeat yourself for 5 months.
But also know that like when the time comes for somebody to reach out and say, hey, I want to fix this problem. Mm-hmm. And I have these issues and they may get in the way. And they're usually very hesitant and nervous to make the change.
Yes.
That's why they're here, is because mm-hmm. they need someone to like hold their hand with them and do this and just have that other piece of reassurance or accountability or support from someone while they go and do the scary thing.
So yes.
You should expect them to come and be like, okay, now here are my hesitations. And they're waiting for you to say, mm-hmm. well, here's how we can work around it. They're not usually waiting for you to go, oh, okay, you don't have to do XYZ, right? They want your help to figure out how they can do XYZ. And it's nuanced, you know, which is why experience as a practitioner is important. You just got to get your feet wet.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? And like, not every case is like this, but I just feel like this was like a great one of like, there were so many things that like, you have to, why coaching is different. And maybe this is great for somebody who's like, oh, I like, you know, like, do I want to be like a doctor or do I want to be a coach? Coaching is all the soft skills to elicit behavior change in order to heal, right? Because I could have been like, I already told you the answer is carbs. You know what I mean? Like, go on with your life. But it's like walking somebody through it. And you know, like, also one thing that as you were talking, it kind of like triggered in my brain was you know, this chick had been through like an upper GI test, abdominal x-rays, transvaginal ultrasound, you know what I mean? An abdominal ultrasound, stool testing for like parasites, H. pylori, fat pancreatic, you know what I mean? She had done so much that to hear somebody say, hey girl, let's just increase your carbs, almost feels like a slap in the face, because she's gone through such the extreme and not have found relief or help, that it's actually really common with us that people almost feel a little bit let down by our initial protocol. But that's because they are used to being overwhelmed and knowledge dumped by other practitioners. Like, you know what? Maybe I'll just share this one chick because this one was really good too. But so I'll give you like a little insight. But at first, I think she was like actually really pissed with me. She is one of our recovery, like she like did a podcast. Love her. And like, she like admitted that she was like the first email back. She was like, is this it? And I was like, yeah, girl, this is our biggest gaps. You know what I mean? And it was because her previous practitioner would send her 10 pages of a protocol. And just making things really overcomplicated when that was never the missing link either. You know what I mean? So this one was, again, this one was good because she had so many things going, quote unquote, against her. She was 42. Oh, you know what I mean? Like she had these, like this high level, high complex, you know what I mean? Gut issue that no one had been able to solve, and her period was missing. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
I keep having to mute myself because people keep walking in. Yes. Yeah. They're always interconnected. Almost always interconnected problems. And these are the types of things that pop up here, there, left, right, center. It's encouraging to see all of the ailments and symptoms that come up for people. And I think you're right with that whole, like, I had someone today where it was our second call, and I was like, okay, here for our very first call, we only made 2 changes. Mm-hmm. And then for the second call, we made 4. And I was like, that's so much.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, yeah, but I really miss my exercise. And this is keeping me busy from that. So if you could give me more, that'd be great. And I was just like, well, I really can't. Like, because at the end of the day, too many changes can also be like too many cooks in the kitchen. I start to kind of lose certainty in what's working for you and what's not. We're really trying to make sure that when you leave the program, we know what were the main needle movers, what weren't. We're trying to not overwhelm you. And then most of all, and I explained this, every time you have someone who's like, no, I'm highly motivated right now, so I want to make all of these changes right now. And you as a coach, you're like, oh, great. This is a dream client. This is an ideal client. They want to do all the things. They're going to listen. No.
Don't do it. It's a trap. It's a trap.
I told her this. I was like, that is the person who emails me 2 weeks later trying to quit the program.
Yes.
Or trying to pause it or trying, you know, with their having a mental breakdown.
Yeah.
No, it's just true. Like, and you're so many of you are listening going like, yeah, that's probably what I would do, right? You're highly motivated in the moment. You want to get your money's worth, all that kind of stuff. No, you're going to get your money's worth out of the program, but we're not, you know, because we're not going to overwhelm you. It's the same with like personal training. So for anyone who has been a personal trainer or has just like ever consumed content from a personal trainer, which is highly likely that.
Oh no, not our group.
You know, they'll talk about like you're not a good trainer if the first thing you do for someone is send them home when unable to walk.
Yes.
Like, all week they can't move, and then like the workout's so hard that sure, that's one thing when they're highly motivated at the beginning, but when that motivation dwindles, they're just not gonna go because it's just too much. It's the same thing. And we want to set our people up for success. And when it comes to someone with digestive issues, the way to set them up for success is helping them be as non-symptomatic as possible, but while still having wins. If they can come back to you and be like, oh my gosh, this week I ate a bowl of yogurt and I didn't have any flare-ups, that person is going to be on cloud 9 because of the level of pain they've been in before. To have that subside, like they're going to be on cloud 9. If that's all you do for them for a week, up front, it might not sound sexy, but when they're experiencing it, they're going to be on cloud 9 about it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The other thing too is one thing that I like to kind of think about, and this is like talking directly to the coaches or the future coaches, is that HA women got into HA from being so busy. High productivity is like our favorite characteristic about ourselves. It's like our favorite resume, you know, builder type of thing. And so a lot of times when women are like, no, I just want more. I just, you know, like, I'm highly motivated. I want to do more, and be like, I'm not here to give you busy work for the sake of being busy. What thoughts, emotions are you running from right now? Like, what are you being unwilling to sit with right now? Because that's probably more the work that you're going to need to be doing, is like moving through these emotions and sitting through these emotions, not busy work. You know what I mean? Like, not busy work. Like, we need to actually, if like you want some work, okay, then let's be like, what is your earliest memory of being identified as the fit girl? You know what I mean? Who are you without your body? Who are you without your body composition? How do you want to show up in the world when like you're not leading with your body first? Like, that's the type of additional work that like I will add on if a client's like, no, I want to do more. Okay, well, you open Pandora's box. Let's go down this road. But to your point, no, it is so important, and this is for all practitioners, keep your protocol effective and to the point, because recovering from HA brings up so much that you need to have the flexibility to address what's coming up week to week. And you really can't do that when they're bogged down with busy work because they just want to feel productive.
This was great.
Yeah.
I hope this was helpful, guys. Stay tuned for the next one. We have more on digestive issues coming up. We have primary amenorrhea coming up. Yeah, you guys are going to love it. And then in the meantime, make sure you head to holistichapractitioner.com. I was like, what was the URL? I was kind and didn't make hypothalamic amenorrhea a part of the URL.
That is so long.
It's already long. HolistichHAPractitioner.com. We have a free training coming up on October 14th. I'm working on it right now. I'm making it fun. This is my, someone told me recently that I'm actually funny.
Okay. I mean, I can see it. I mean, I think you're funny.
Yeah, well, we can try it. So I'm like going to play with the presentation a little bit to be more engaging.
Okay, but your funny can be offensive as well too. You're very Australian.
No, I think that you're just like hypersensitive. When we went on the rest retreat, and I feel like everything I said was like obviously a joke, and Ashley's like,
wait, what did you say? Sometimes you be getting sideways, but hey, okay. Thank you, y'all. You're going to need to let us know whether Danny's humor is like slightly offensive. And maybe that is, I mean, I'm sure that there is a level of humor. Anyways, guys, listen, show right, up.
Well,
show
up to the presentation. To come, be prepared to be offended. Okay. Be ready. Oh God. All right. Okay. Love it. See you guys there. And see you tomorrow for another episode. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, it's me, Danny, and I want to tell you about Temp Drop as a fertility awareness method tracking option. So many of you guys know that we actually recommend the fertility awareness method both as you're going through recovery and 100% after you have gotten some cycles back and you're starting to move forward for the rest of your reproductive years. So Temp Drop itself is a wearable fertility monitor, and we love it. It's a wearable device, so you put it around your arm and you can use that instead of taking your temperature manually with a thermometer each morning. So I'm personally a big fan of the manual tracking. All of us at the HA Society are, and that's the method that we use, you know, just using a good old thermometer. We use that with our clients because it's the best way to use it as a diagnostic tool, as a practitioner. And it's also the best way to ensure if you're trying to avoid pregnancy that you don't get pregnant. However, manual temping for many reasons is just not always an option. When you're in the middle of recovery, again, we do recommend manual temping, but once you're cycling, the temp drop is actually a really great hack. So it gives you basically everything you need to effortlessly track your fertility status, like where you are in your monthly cycle. So you wear the temp drop sensor while you're sleeping for accurate basal body temperature readings without the stress of early morning wake-ups. So I personally love this because with a toddler, my wake-up times are all over the place and the occasional sleep disruptions make using an oral thermometer a lot more difficult. So TempDrop's accompanying charting app enables you to track an array of symptoms alongside your basal body temperature. This includes tracking your cervical mucus if you've been using OPKs, and then it also gives you sleep insights too. So you can combine these fertility signs all in one place, and that will help you identify your fertile window, confirm ovulation, plan for your period, and if you're trying to get pregnant, you know, identify whether or not you are pregnant. So whether you're trying to conceive or avoiding pregnancy, or you want to chart for health reasons like HA recovery, making sure your cycle is not slipping back in the HA direction, TempDrop makes fertility awareness accessible to all women, even if you don't have regular cycles or sleeping patterns. So track your ovulation in real time with the TempDrop, and we are lucky enough to have a 15% off code. So if you go to their website, they're usually having a sale, but you can stack this code on top of the existing code. So just go to tempdrop.thehasociety.com and use the code AFHASociety. I think too, if you just go to tempdrop.com and use AFHASociety at the checkout, that will work too. So happy temping and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules. Did you know that in terms of nutrient density, beef liver actually blows vegetables and fruits out of the water? If you're a client of mine, you have already been instructed to eat beef liver either fresh or in capsule form. I recommend it for anyone and everyone who is, of course, dealing with amenorrhea and fertility challenges out there, but I may even recommend it for just everyone in general. Get your husbands on it, get your partners on it. If you have a history of HA and add on top of that maybe a history of the pill, maybe you've been pregnant before, you know, through treatments or other, like you've just, your body's been through anything, you know, you're absolutely 100% dealing with a nutrient deficiency of some kind. And while it's true that testing is going to be the best way to understand those exact deficiencies, eating nutrient-dense, real food is going to be one of the most important next steps that you take with or without testing. So I've been using and recommending Grassland Nutrition Beef Liver Capsules for years now, and the capsule form makes it so easy to get your liver in every day, and I appreciate the transparency of this product in particular above others. So in case you're wondering, it's completely natural. This is freeze-dried beef liver in capsules. It's organic, it's made from Australian beef, and my favorite of their products is the liver with kelp because of the iodine from the kelp, which is important for overall thyroid function, which is often low in women with underperforming hormones. So rather than eat seaweed snacks every day, I get to take this beef liver with the kelp for my iodine. So if you're recovering or working on a fertility journey right now, do not skimp the nutrient rich source of beef liver. Get 10% off your order with the HA Society and support your favorite podcast along the way. They ship to most countries, so you should be covered. Just go to grasslandnutrition.net and use HA Society, just HA Society, at the checkout for the 10% off. That's grasslandnutrition.net with the code HA Society.
Thank you so much for listening today, guys. Please subscribe to the podcast, and if you could head to iTunes specifically and leave a rating or review, that would help so much because it makes it easier for other people with HA who are Googling around to find the podcast really easily. So if you do that, you're doing a service to all of the women.